Now, friends, I come to the 31st Psalm, and I'm going rather slowly, as you can see, through this section, and I trust that you'll understand the reason is that we have been moving through a section where most of the Psalms, not all of them, but most of them are very unfamiliar. And yet, here are some of the richest portions of the Word of God. And my feeling is that if a proper emphasis was given in this section, it would, I think, give a different perspective of Scripture, and especially relative to God's purposes in the nation Israel. Now, most of the Psalms, in fact, practically all of them that we have looked at so far, have been composed and written by David. And I'm sure music went with all of these Psalms. Now, back in the 30th Psalm, and there's a connection in all of these here, I call this Psalm, and I had to treat it so lightly last time, it's the Hallelujah for Healing. And this is more or less my Psalm. And it ought to be the Psalm of this great cancer club across this country today, of folk who've had cancer, and the Lord has permitted them to live. And I certainly can join in this Psalm here. And let me just lift out this again, because it is so wonderful. Verse 2, O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from Sheol, that is the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit, that is to the grave. And then he says, Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. And I'm thinking about organizing a chorus called the Cancer Chorus of people all across this country that have had this great, awful monster attack them, and yet God has sustained them. I find myself in the hands of God, but I can say today with David here, Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints. Now, I can't sing, but it'd be wonderful to get together, all of us that have had cancer, and lift our hearts in praise to God. This is my psalm, and it'll be the psalm of many of you that are listening today. How wonderful it is. And give thanks in remembrance of his holiness. Now, God didn't heal us because we were some special little pet of his. And he didn't heal us because we're a preacher. He didn't heal us because we're teaching the Bible. He did it because of the fact he's a holy God, and he maintains his holiness. He recognizes I'm a sinner, and he has saved me by his grace. And he hadn't lowered his standard one bit. And again, I say, Hallelujah for healing. This is the way I like it, because I can praise now my great physician, and I don't have to praise some man down here, or some woman for that matter, and I don't have to go to them. I go to the great physician. Oh, my sick friend today. Take your case to the great physician and then call in the best doctor down here you can get, because our great physician gave him all the skill that he has, whether he recognizes it or not. My doctor recognizes it. I come on over now to this 31st Psalm, and here you have the troubles of the godly. We've had a great deal of that so far, but after all, the godly have a lot of troubles, don't they? The ones I know do. And I'm sure that's true of most of us today. Now, this is a psalm that speaks in the past of the troubles of David. It looks to the future, and it speaks of the troubles that'll come to the nation Israel in the great tribulation period. And then it speaks to the present, my troubles, your troubles, as a message. You see, these psalms are so rich and wonderful, and I have found that when I've been sick or when I'm in bed at night and can't sleep, I don't know why, I've always turned to the Psalms. And generally, in this section here, my, they're great comfort and a great help.